This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
One of the most simple and effective ways that ordinary people like you and I can do something about global poverty is through child sponsorship. I'm sure we're all familiar with the concept of sponsoring a child through organisations like World Vision or Compassion. And of course, the great thing about child sponsorship is it's not just the child that's helped, but the whole community. But what do you do for those kids who aren't part of a traditional family structure or a community? What about those kids who are vulnerable to predators, abuse, or slavery? Child rescue is a bit of a new concept to reach those kids who can't benefit from the traditional child sponsorship model. On the line is Tim Costello from World Vision. Good morning, Tim.
Yeah, good morning.
I guess the place to start is just how is child rescue different to child sponsorship?
Well, child sponsorship assumes a settled area so you can get regular updates, pictures, your child going to school, which is, you know, lovely to receive.
And heartwarming.
Very heartwarming. And, you know, just the deep, moving possibility that you can make a difference to a child and their community from Australia. But child rescue actually focuses on a whole lot of kids who aren't in stable situations, so they're street kids. The kids have been sold into debt, bondage, into sexual slavery. They're in urban areas where they might live on tips, and therefore the usual stability that you assume with child sponsorship is just not open to you, which is why child rescue is actually really the right term. It's rescuing children out of debt, bondage, where their parents have sold them just because they are so awfully poor. It's more sensitive work because sometimes with kids literally owned by people they've been sold to, you know, the idea of just a person wandering and taking their picture on a monthly basis just isn't feasible.
Mm-mm. And I guess each child would be in a slightly different circumstance and need slightly different help. Would that be fair to say?
Yes, as we know from people who have become street kids here, when you've missed out on the normal family settings and stability of community and school, you've learned to survive often in all sorts of destructive ways. So it's breaking down those habits. It's being able to get them into a safer situation, get their agreement as to why school is important. So it's much more intensive relationally just to really break down the damage that's occurred because of instability, of violence, of poverty that has seen them really have no stable community.
Would these children have to be, you know, removed from a situation that they're in by your workers, you know, off the garbage dump or out of the slavery or out of the you know, the shoe factory or whatever? Or are you sort of coming to them after they've found a way out?
No, it's both situations. Okay. So we certainly have large homes and programs for kids who've we've rescued from, say, sex trafficking, and I've visited them in Cambodia and they're in other Asian capitals, and they're here starting with just securing their protection at first from pimps and even armed guards who think they own those kids. So we literally have in those situations guards on the gates and a huge protective compound just to protect them. Then there are others who might have a family member who was in the city and they've been sent down to them, but they've never really, that family member's never really taken responsibility for them. They're just another mouth to feed. So you're working with them wherever they might be living. It might be literally on the street or in a squat or in a rubbish dump. And child rescue is that way of tracking them, of building relationship, of winning trust, of showing them that they can have a way out of the chaos of their lives.
So I imagine it would be sometimes quite a long process to get a child out of a desperate situation into more protected environment, because you